The Bert Show.
Tracy Kinney is in studio.
Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Proud mom to Ella. Mm-hmm.
Yes, who woke up 4 times last night.
Aww. Why?
I don't know. She's just, for a while there, she was actually sleeping through the night, and I was all proud of my little baby, but I don't know. Lately, I guess she's just hungry a lot, or she just wants to cuddle, but 4 times in one night.
So. Does she wake up just to, like, announce that, hey, I'm up, or is she, like,
no, hey, she wants to, like, eat, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is frustrating, because then you have to lay there for 30 minutes while she eats, and if you do that 4 times, that's 2 hours of sleep I'm losing.
So how many hours of sleep have you gotten last night?
I don't know, maybe four. But it's worth it. It is worth it, so I'm not going to complain.
She's so cute.
She's awesome.
We talked to Tracy a couple of weeks ago. Was it maybe a month and a half ago?
It's 2 months ago.
How old is Ella now?
She's 4 months.
So when Ella was 2 months old, she went in to the doctor, mm-hmm, and had to get a round of shots, you know, as babies have to get.
Mm-hmm.
And Tracy did not handle that too well.
Right. When the nurse came in with the needles, I just started shaking, was almost to the point of tears. And she suggested that I go out in the hallway and Scott stay with her. And that's what I ended up doing. And now I feel awful because, like, the one point, you know, like, that was the one time my baby was in pain, and I let my own fears and my own emotions about the whole thing get in the way, and I left her. Like, I am just so upset about it.
Get a grip. So that was because when Tracy told us that, we refused to allow her in the studio. That's why she was on the phone?
No, I was on maternity leave.
Oh, okay. So Tracy told us last week that Ella was going in for round 2 of shots.
Yeah, it was her 4-month checkup, so she had to get shots again. And last time she had 2 shots, and this time she was scheduled for 3 shots.
And this is also where you have her microchipped, right?
No, I haven't gotten her microchipped yet, but I'm not opposed to it. So going into it, of course, Scott came with me and I was all nervous because after the last time I just felt so crushed for at least, you know, for the longest time, because here was the one point where my baby really needed me and I left her. Like, I couldn't stay in the room because I was afraid of her being in pain. So instead of...
Now, what is it that freaked you out? Is it the... Because, like, I don't do good in medical situations, like when they do the surgery scene in Grey's Anatomy, I'm the guy who turns away, mm-hmm, like... Is it the actual seeing
No,
her?
It's not. I mean, it's not like being, you know, feeling queasy about the whole thing. It's knowing that somebody is causing pain to my baby and her looking at me and just seeing it happen, you know, or seeing me let it happen. You know, she's looking into my eyes and I'm just standing there like staring at her, knowing that somebody's going to hurt her. And I was just, I don't know. I mean, and the wailing that they... The cry is like a cry you never hear, you know? It's not a hunger cry. It's not a I'm lonely cry. It's just like wailing because they have no idea what just happened to them and why did mommy just let that happen?
So it's almost like self...
It's an emotional thing. Like, I just couldn't bear to see it happen. So last time I just let Scott stay in there with her.
Scott, the guy who passed out while you were delivering your baby. That's a good one.
Because it's okay for her to say, oh, look, daddy's letting this happen to me.
No, I mean, I can't describe, like, I started shaking, like, the room was closing in on me. Like, I felt like I was going to fall over because I just didn't want to have to go through that. So I left the room and I sat in the hallway and I heard the whole thing go down next, you know, in the room. So
hey,
then.
Hey, Jessica. Yeah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
You have something for Tracy?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Hey. I just wanted to let her know that it happens to every mom, mm-hmm, and aww, it happened to me. It happens as soon as you see those needles, it's like, oh my goodness.
So aren't you projecting, because when you say that Ella's like, I feel pain and mommy let this happen, don't you think the mommy let this happen part is probably not going through Ella's mind?
I know it's all in my head, but you can't convince yourself of that when it's about to happen. You know, mm-hmm, I know that emotionally she is she's going to forget about it 2 minutes later and she's going to love me just as much. But it's just that 2 seconds of her looking at me thinking, what the heck did you just let happen, mm-hmm, is just crushing.
Like, but you she's think that, looking at you when it's right, all happening. Right.
But you think that's the look on her face, but that's not the look on her face. Like, the look on her face is, ow, that hurt.
How do you know, Jeff? You haven't seen the look on her face and the way she gazes at her mother, Tracy.
No, I'm telling you, Tracy's about to say, when you have children. She's about to say the parent.
Yes.
I can tell that she's trying to bite her tongue, but she wants to say,
I know.
If you were
Tracy, I know where you're coming from. I get my dog doesn't like the vet.
Do not compare Sasha to Ella.
And babies and aren't dogs. And when
we pull into the parking lot with Sasha, like she knows where she's going, and she looks at me, and I'm like, you know, so I just let Jessica take her.
Jeff, it's not the same thing.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Good.
I had the same thing happen yesterday. My 4-year-old and my 6-month-old went for their shots yesterday.
You bailed
them. And my 4-year-old knows what's coming, and the fear in her eyes just makes me start crying.
It's so hard. It's the worst.
Oh, it's awful. I stay there with her because she wants me to stay, but the 6-month-old has no idea, so Daddy stays with her, and I cried the whole time with her.
Oh, well, see, I do think, though, that your kids pick up cues from you. Well, crying, she's of course going
to
cry.
Well, that too, and that's why Scott last time told me to go in the hall, too, because he's like, she needs you to be strong. She can sense that you're scared, so you need to go in the other, you know, you need to leave the room so that she's calm about it. Mm-hmm. But then I was just crushed afterwards because I felt like when my baby needed me most, I abandoned her. So, you know, 2 days ago, she got her 4-month shots, and, you know, we walked in. Scott came with me, and the nurse said, I've got the chair ready for you right out here. And I'm like, oh,
outside? You're that mom.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to need it this time. I'm going to stay by her side. So, you know, we went through with the entire doctor's appointment, and then, you know, we were waiting for the nurse to come in, and she was laying there on the crinkly paper and nothing but a diaper, just all happy as can be. And I made
thinking,
Scott.
This is crinkly paper. This is the most awesome day of my life. This paper crinkles.
So I actually made Scott stand away from her, and I was the one that stood right by her head, and I held her hand. The nurse came in, and I just bit my lip, and I let it happen, and all 3 shots, and she screamed, and she wailed, and I picked her up, but I made it through it.
Good job, Trace.
Do you feel better about this experience, even though she still cried?
Yeah, much better, because, of course, I mean, she still loves me just as much, and I've learned my lesson, and I was there for her.
Well, you think so, but when she's in therapy in, you know, 18 years, she'd be like, oh, those booster shots.
Have you noticed any hatred in her eyes since
no,
then?
No, she still loves me just as much, and don't put a complex in my head.
Do you think she would love you, like, let's say you weren't breastfeeding her and there was really nothing she could get out of you and you're just the person who
hurt
her.
You know what? 6-month shots, you're coming with us.
The Burt Show.